This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
And it is Friday. Glad that you are with us today. It's Friday, thankfully. Free for all Friday. Of course, that means you can call, share your thoughts at 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. This hour brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to businesses across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. All right, well, another busy week, to say the least, in D.C. This frenetic pace, how long can Donald Trump keep it up, and how long can we stay with it? I mean, seriously, it's a lot to keep up with, and it's a lot to report on every day. It's good for business, I'll tell you that. Let's start with this, though, because I find this to be extremely important. It's something that we talk about from time to time here on the program, and it's a much bigger problem than most people realize, and that is the issue of human trafficking. Children are worth more than gold, sadly, on the black market out there. Worth more than pretty much anything in the dark web and in the black market, and it's horrible, frankly. And Donald Trump, the president, trying to do something about it, spent time talking about it and bringing the full force and weight of the U.S. government to bear on human trafficking. He talked about it yesterday at the White House, said that it is an epidemic. It's clip 7, and I want you to hear it as the president talking about human trafficking.
I want to make it clear today that my administration will focus on ending the absolutely horrific practice of human trafficking. And I am prepared to bring the full force and weight of our government to the federal and at the federal level and the other highest levels, whatever we can do in order to solve this horrific problem, getting worse, and it's happening in the United States in addition to the rest of the world, but it's happening in the United States, which is terrible. Human trafficking is a dire problem, both domestically and internationally. And it's one that's made a challenge, and it's really made possible to a large extent more of a modern phenomenon by what's taking place on the internet, as you probably know. Solving the human trafficking epidemic, which is what it is a priority for my administration. I'm going to help out a lot. Solve is a wonderful word, a beautiful word, but I can tell you we're going to help a lot. I'll direct the Department of Justice, the Department of Homeland Security, and other federal agencies that have a role in preventing human trafficking to take a hard look at the resources and personnel that they're currently devoting to this fight. Now, they are devoting a lot, but we're going to be devoting more. Dedicated men and women across the federal government have focused on this for some time. As you know, a lot of you have been dealing with the federal government. And it's been much more focused over the last 4 weeks, I can tell you that. I cannot thank each of you enough and the dedicated men and women who run my staff and your staffs, and getting everybody together was terrific. I was so glad I was able to be here. You start with really a tremendous amount of energy and blood, sweat, and tears. Government can be helpful, but without you, nothing would happen. So, again, I want to thank everybody in this room. It's a very, very terrible problem. It's not talked about enough. People don't know enough about it. And we're going to talk about it, and we're going to bring it out into the open, and hopefully we're going to do a great deal to help prevent some of the horrific, really horrific crimes that are taking place.
I appreciate that, and I know it was a long clip, but it's good to hear the president focusing on something that is so extremely important. Let's go to the hotline. Steve standing by in Lansing today. Steve, welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning. Ben Franklin once said at the Constitutional Convention, was it 1778?
1787.
Okay. But he said, you have a republic if you can hang on to it?
That's correct. We have given you a republic if you can keep it.
If you can keep it, yes. Just, you know, I'd point that out.
Yeah, we've kept it this long. What do you think it's going to take to keep it a little bit longer? What do you think?
I think we narrowly missed an internal conflict at this last election. When you look at what state government, this state's government, was trying to push through for the control of cartridge ammunition.
Well, yeah, state of Maryland. And, well, the state of Maryland now, because of the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, basically, state of Maryland can outlaw pretty much anything today. Handguns, semi-automatic rifles, anything they want. I appreciate the phone call because of this new decision. It means that, well, it means the Second Amendment is in peril again, this time from the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, completely ignoring Supreme Court rulings previously, ignoring the Heller ruling, ignoring precedent, ignoring their job, frankly, and creating a new test, something that has never been heard of. Apparently there's this test now. That if a weapon falls into a certain category because of a test, then it can be outlawed. Heretofore never heard of in constitutional law. In fact, Ted Cruz is outraged over it. Ted Cruz, the senator at CPAC at CPAC. Here's what he had to say about the Fourth Circuit and their decision and your Second Amendment rights. It's clip 15. Go.
The Fourth Circuit now, they invented this new test for the Second Amendment, and here's what their test said. The Second Amendment doesn't protect a weapon if it would be useful in a military context. This test isn't just sort of questionable. It isn't just a little bit out there. It is nuts. The Second Amendment was designed explicitly to protect weapons that would be useful in a military context. So under the Fourth Circuit's test, the only things that are protected are things that are not useful in a military context. So apparently the Second Amendment protects feather dusters. You have a right to have a feather duster. If anyone breaks in, you can make sure they're really clean as they're robbing your house.
But if a feather duster could be turned into a weapon, then, well, that would be different, you see. It is foolishness, abject foolishness. But what it underlines and should emphasize for you is the fact that the insidious movements against the Constitution, and it's not just the Second Amendment that is constantly under attack. It is the First Amendment. Because when you implement things that can, you know, reduce the amount of things that people can talk about, hate speech is a nice umbrella to bring in rules against the First Amendment. Well, you can't say this and you can't offend people and you have to have safe spaces. That's just eating away at the First Amendment. Make no mistake what that is. That is an attack on your constitutional rights. It is a wolf in sheep's clothing. Make no mistake. It is a Trojan horse. 14 after the hour on a Friday. Glad to have you with me. It's the Steve Gruber Show, and I'll be right back.